From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Sacramento region residents will join many other Californians under a new, more restrictive stay-at-home order. The order was announced by state health officials yesterday. It's scheduled to go into effect at 11:59 tonight. From our partners at Capital Public Radio, Nick Miller has more.
The Greater Sacramento region, that's an area that encompasses 13 counties, is scheduled to fall under the new order. The restrictions fell into place after the Sacramento region's ICU capacity fell below the state's 15% threshold. These restrictions will affect nearly 3 million people, and that adds to the more than 27 million residents in the San Joaquin Valley and Southern California regions who fell under the stay-at-home order last weekend. And five Bay Area counties have preemptively issued their own stay-at-home orders. In Sacramento, I'm Nick Miller.
Wildfire danger has eased in Southern California as warm and dry Santa Ana winds fade and developing onshore flow is expected to spread cooling inland. Firefighters stopped brush fires in L.A. and Ventura counties late Tuesday after a day of strong gusts that triggered power cuts to thousands of utility customers to prevent ignition of wildfires by sparks from electrical lines. The warming offshore flow pushed Tuesday's highs well above normal into the 80s in many areas. The Los Angeles Forecast Office says no rain of any significance is expected for the next 16 days, but here in Northern California, forecasters expect light rain during the weekend. The San Francisco Unified School District Board Tuesday night approved a new school assignment process for elementary schools. KALW's Annalise Finney has more on what that means.
Like many school districts, San Francisco Unified struggles with equity issues. The goal of this new policy is to integrate schools and create stronger ties between schools and their surrounding community. So here's how it will work. Each school will be placed into geographic zones. Parents can only apply to schools in the zones where they live, with the possible exception for students who receive special education. Parents will be able to rank which schools in their zone they want and even request access to specific school programs. Alongside parent preference, diversity categories such as household income and academics will be placed into a formula to decide what schools each student will attend. While the plan passed, Commissioner Allison Collins voted against it. She said integration is about much more than an enrollment algorithm.
The work that we need to do if we want to meaningfully integrate schools is also address anti-Blackness.
Over the next year and a half, the district will draw up the school zones and educate families about this new system. The kindergarten class of 2023 will be the first to test this new system, the first of what will be many tests in their school experience. I'm Annalise Finney, KALW News.
That story is produced by KALW's Andrew Garcia. Follow us at KALW on Facebook and Twitter, where we provide updates on the latest regional, national, and international news throughout the day, or find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.